Title: Amen Break Chopping Using Arrangement View, Beginner Ableton Lesson. Alright, let's get into one of the most fun, most iconic drum techniques in drum and bass and jungle. Chopping the Amen Break by hand in Arrangement View. This is the classic approach. No fancy auto-slicing to start with. Just you, the grid, and a break that's basically its own language. And once you can do this manually, you'll understand why certain edits feel rolling, why some feel messy, and how to make that old-school but still modern momentum happen on purpose. By the end of this lesson, you're going to have a tight, warped Amen loop, a simple set of slices you can actually control, and a 16-bar drum arrangement with real movement, intro, main groove, variation, and a turnaround fill. Let's set up the project first. Step 0, session setup. Set your tempo to something in the drum and bass zone, like 170 to 175 BPM. I recommend starting at 174. It's a sweet spot. Now set your grid to something comfortable. Start with a 1/16 grid. You can go finer later, like 1/32, once you're doing faster stutters and micro edits. The reason we start at 1/16 is simple. If you begin too tiny, you'll over-edit. We want clean anchors first, detail second. Now step 1. Import the Amen and warp it correctly. Drag your Amen break audio file onto an audio track in Arrangement View. Then double-click the clip so the clip view opens at the bottom. Turn warp on. Ableton will guess a tempo, the SIG BPM. If it's slightly off, don't panic. What matters is that we lock the break to the project tempo in a way that loops cleanly. Now choose a warp mode that behaves nicely for drums. Go with Beats mode. Set Preserve to Transients, and start with a 1/16 setting. If it sounds too chattery or like it's spitting, try 1/8. But 1/16 is usually a good starting point for Amen material. Here's the most important part, warping it tight. Zoom in near the beginning of the clip. Find the first clean downbeat. Usually it's the first kick transient. Right-click right on that transient and choose set 1.1.1 here. Then right-click again and choose warp from here, straight. Now listen through a full bar or two. You're listening for drift, especially the last snare or the end of the loop. If that end feels late or early, add a warp marker near the end of the bar or two-bar phrase and nudge it until the loop lands perfectly on the bar line. Teacher tip: don't move every transient. One or two well-placed warp markers can fix the whole loop. Overwarping is how breaks start sounding like they're being pulled apart. Your goal is simple. It should loop seamlessly for one or two bars at 174 BPM. Two bars is the classic Amen phrase, so let's aim for two bars if your file has it cleanly. Step 2. Consolidate a clean working loop. Once you've got a tight one or two bar region, highlight exactly that section in Arrangement View. Make sure it starts and ends exactly on the bar lines. Then hit CMDJ on Mac or Ctrl J on Windows to consolidate. Now you've got one clean audio region that's easy to duplicate, easy to chop, and easy to manage. This step seems boring, but it's a workflow superpower. It keeps everything organized and prevents you from accidentally editing random parts of the original recording later. Extra coach note, before you do any chopping, duplicate that consolidated clip to a new audio track and mute it. That's your safety lane. When your edits get messy, you can instantly A and B against the original energy and timing. Step 3. Turn on transient markers and slice by hand. Click your consolidated clip. In clip view, make sure you can see the transient markers. If you can't, zoom in. You want to clearly see where the kicks and snares spike. Now we're going to chop directly in Arrangement View. This is where manual Amen chopping becomes really intuitive. Zoom in so each kick and snare transient is obvious. When you see a transient you want to slice at, place your cursor there and hit CMDE or Ctrl E to split. Now, a beginner-friendly chop map. We are not making 40 slices. That comes later if you want. Right now, aim for about 8 to 12 slices, tops. Blit around these classic Amen points. First kick, first snare, that little ghost kick or ghost hit that follows. Second snare, the big crack, and the tail section toward the end, where you often hear ride, noise or crunchy ambience. That tail is gold for fills. As you do this, remember, we are building a vocabulary, not creating chaos. Fewer, meaningful slices will teach you more than 100 tiny ones. Now step 4. Rearrange chops into a rolling DNB pattern. This is where it starts feeling like drum and bass instead of a loop playing. First, duplicate your consolidated two-bar loop across about 8 bars. Just copy and paste it so you have a foundation. Now, here's the rule that will save your groove. Keep your anchors locked. Kick on 1, snare on 2 and 4. In drum and bass, the snare is law. If you weaken those anchors Everything sounds like it's falling over. Once your anchors are steady, your ghost hits can do the dancing. That's where your roll comes from. Start editing bars 5 through 8 first, so you still have bars 1 through 4 as a reference for what normal sounds like. Try a few simple, high-impact edits. Take a ghost note slice and repeat it quickly, like in 1/16 or 1/32. Take a snare slice and make a tiny flam by duplicating it very close, just a few milliseconds apart. Then turn the duplicate down so it's a flam, not a double snare. Or replace the last eighth note of a bar with a noisier tail slice to make a quick fill. Tight editing tip. Keep snap to grid on while you're placing chunks. If something feels slightly stiff, then temporarily turn snap off with CMD4 or Control4 and nudge only the ghost hits, not the main kick and snare. This is the separation between the musical grid and the feel. Anchors stay snapped. Ghosts get personality. Also, learn workflow zoom. Use Z and X to zoom quickly between a bar level view, where you can see your structure, and a transient level view, where you can see the actual drum hits. Most timing problems happen because people try to do micro edits while zoomed out. Step 5. Clean timing and remove clicks. When you slice auto, you can get clicks at cut points. Totally normal. We just fix it. Method is tiny fades. Click a slice, then use the fade handles at the top corners of the clip. Give it a 1 to 3 millisecond fade in, and a slightly longer 5 to 15 millisecond fade out. That small fade can remove clicks while keeping the drums punchy. Method B is consolidate after edits. Once a bar feels good, select that bar and consolidate again with CMDJ or Control-J. That prints your edits into a clean region. One more thing to listen for, tail collisions. Sometimes the ambience or room tone at the end of one slice overlaps the next slice in a way that blurs the groove. If it starts sounding smeary, shorten the end of the first slice a little or give it a slightly longer fade out. Clean transitions make the groove feel more intentional. Step 6. Basic processing chain using stock Ableton devices. We're not trying to turn this into a mastering lesson. We're just getting the amen to hit with weight and clarity without flattening it. First, EQ8. High pass around 25 to 35 Hz to remove rumble. If it sounds boxy, do a small cut around 250 to 400 Hz. If you want air, gently lift somewhere in the 6 to 10k range, but don't overdo it. The amen can get harsh fast. Next, drum bus. Set drive somewhere around 5 to 15%. Crunch is optional, 0 to 10%. Boom is also optional, and you want to be careful because it can fight your bass. If you need extra snap, push the transients up a bit, maybe plus 5 to plus 20. If it starts sounding papery, back off transients and use a touch more drive instead. That's usually a better kind of aggression. Next, saturator. Analog clip mode. Drive around 2 to 6 dB. Soft clip on. This adds density and makes the break feel louder without immediately smashing it. Then, blue compressor. Attack around 3 to 10 milliseconds. Release on auto, or something like 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. Ratio 2 to 1. And aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. This is glue, not destruction. Coach note, clip gain is your best friend here, not compressors. Before you crank processing, level out your slices manually. Turn down loud snare tails that jump out, and bring up ghost hits slightly if the groove feels empty. When the raw loop is balanced, you need way less compression and your transients stay sharp. Optional but common. Utility at the end to keep things controlled. If the break feels facey or too wide, try reducing width to around 80 to 100%. And if you're adding reverb, keep it disciplined, especially in the low mids, so it doesn't wash out your bass later. Step 7. Build a simple 16-bar arrangement like a real drum and bass tune. Here's a structure you can build immediately. Bars 1 to 4, intro drums. Use fewer chops and maybe filter it darker. Put auto filter on the amen track, low pass around 6 to 12k, and slowly open it up. That's instant the drop is coming energy. Bars 5 to 12, main groove. This is your full chop pattern, steady roll, snare confident on 2 and 4. Bars 13 to 15, variation. Add a little stutter, extra ghost notes, or a call and response idea. Like bars 13 to 14 are the statement, bars 15 has the answer, one signature trick. Bars 16, turnaround. Replace the last beat with a noisy tail and a snare hit, or do a quick snare repeat then a tiny hard stop, like a hair of silence, before the loop comes back. That kind of intentional gap makes the next section hit harder. Quick trick that pros use constantly. Duplicate your best 2-bar loop across the whole section, Then only edit the last one or two beats every 4 or 8 bars. You get movement without losing the groove. Common mistakes to avoid while you're working. If warping is wrong, everything feels amateur. Fix warp first. If you slice too much too early, you lose control. Start with 8 to 12. If you hear clicks, add tiny fades or consolidate. If you overprocess, especially with drum bus plus saturator plus heavy compression, you'll kill the transients and the amen stops punching. Always end B by turning devices off and on. And finally, protect the snare. If your snare placement or snare level is weak, the groove collapses, no matter how fancy the ghost edits are. Before we wrap up, here are two spicy upgrades that still stay beginner-friendly. 1. Parallel smack. Make a return track. Put glue compressor on it with a faster attack, like 1 to 3 milliseconds, ratio 4 to 1, and really squash it. Put saturator after it with soft clip-on. Then send your amen into that return subtly. You want it so that when you mute the return, you miss it, but when it's on, it doesn't scream parallel compression. It just feels thicker. 2. Energy automation. Automate one control across the 16 bars, like autofilter cutoff, drum bus drive with tiny movements, or your room reverb. Send them out, even if the pattern repeats. Automation makes the listener feel progression. Now let's do a mini practice exercise to lock this in. Warp and consolidate a 2-bar amen. Split it into about 10 slices. Kicks, snares, boasts, tail. Build an 8-bar groove where bars 1 to 4 are mostly the original order, but tightened. Bars 5 to 7 rearrange a couple slices per bar, and bar 8 has a 1/32 stutter in the last half beat. Add light processing. EQ 8 into drum bus into glue compressor. Then export a quick bounce and listen away from the project. On your phone, in your car, wherever. Ask yourself, does it roll? Do the snares feel confident? Does it still work if you change the tempo to 172 and 176? Recap. Rapid fire. Warp first. Set 1.1.1. Warp straight. Fix drift. Consolidate a clean loop. Split at key transients with CMDE or Control E, starting with 8 to 12 chops. Rearrange in arrangement view. Keep kick on 1 and snare on 2 and 4 solid. Prevent clicks with tiny fades or consolidate. This audio version is shortened for playback.